Welcome to The Ordinary Man, a place to discover God's plan in today's world. Well, it is another Tuesday. Today would be the 24th of June, so slowly moving through this month, another one in the summer. Our kids have been busy. I've been busy, a lot of things moving over, and sort of kind of just working on this podcast that I genuinely enjoy doing, but trying to find the right strategy and the right method, not so much so that people hear or get a message, but just trying to figure out how to best collaborate with God and so much of what He puts on my mind and in each day. And so through the process, you know, I've tried to, you know, hey, go into this with sort of a lesson plan, talking points that I'm going to work on. Sometimes we'll freestyle and just start and not ever really having great success in either end of the spectrum. So I found myself more recently at the suggestion of my beautiful wife kind of listening to other podcasts and listening to other content creators to kind of see where are they at, what are they doing, how are they reaching, you know, the communities that they're in, and each one does it a little bit different. But the messaging that I continue to hear is that they're honest and they're genuine, and that while I think they go into it with a plan, they really have a purpose, and that's what's bigger for them. It's the purpose. It's not so much the plan, because they can take some wild detours along the way. And these are very successful, you know, men that are podcasting with very large followings. So today I'm going to go a little bit off and not say that nothing was planned, but certainly maybe try a little more of just being in the moment here and getting my brain space out of where it exists all by itself up there and then out into the world. But one of the things that really has been just hammering home lately is the idea of hard work and legacy. And, you know, we have three girls and two of them right now are about to go into their junior year of high school. And so as we've continued to have conversation with each, we are working on the thought processes of, hey, you know, you're making decisions now that'll affect your future. And it's not meant in a way that is cryptic or, you know, catastrophic, because there's so much change available. But we're trying to impress the importance upon both of them, the idea that the hard work that they put in now is going to pay a dividend later. And how often do we lose that point? And how often are we seeing that in each one of our daily, you know, interactions with people, that the idea of hard work seems to be somewhat waning? And it's not that people don't enjoy hard work. I just sometimes it feels like we are losing the idea, the premise behind hard work. And one of the, you know, constant themes that has been coming through in again, the scriptures and sermons and podcasts and all the things that seem to be theming around me right now is this idea that God created us to be diligent, hard workers. He created us with skills. He created us with gifts. He created us with ideas. He created us with a creative spirit and one of dominion over this earth. And in such, He created us in a way that we are meant to work hard, and we are meant to absolutely invest the skills that he bestows upon us in the most beneficial ways for the kingdom. And that comes in a lot of different forms, and there's probably a lot of ways people can take that and say, well, you know, if you're working hard, you're working hard for money, so, you know, now that becomes your idol. And for some, that may be true. Or you're working hard for stature and prominence and, you know, the fame and the fortune for you becomes your idol. And again, for some, that may be true. But I think when you really begin to dial back and look at where hard work has its core and its root, it's investing in the human labor and investing in the human processes that we were born to do. You know, and each person has a different version of that. Some of us were born to be leaders within our community, and we're very good orators, and we can speak and we can hold a crowd. Some of us were meant to entertain as the folks that can sing, that can play an instrument, that have that skill. Some of us were very skilled tradesmen that can create and build with our hands things that you know, I know for me personally, I can't build a box. And then some of us were meant to be educators, have those people skills that allow us to be, you know, around every different age group and population. Some of us were born to be caretakers and work in, you know, medical fields or communities that allow us to give so selflessly. But all themes continue to come back to the same pivot point that God gives you a blessing, God gives you a gift, and He's called you to work hard with that gift. And one of the redeeming parts of that has been, you know, when you find yourself in this world giving of those hard gifts, you find yourself creating a legacy around yourself. And you find yourself creating a part of you that's going to be remembered well beyond your life that has been lived. And hopefully, as men of God in this ordinary man, you know, podcast theming, we are working to show that the skills and the gifts and the trades and the actions that we have are those things that are going to glorify God, are those things that, you know, it may not be a preacher sitting on a stage giving a message or a sermon. It may be your interaction as a construction worker or a contractor, you know, that is able to witness to the client or the person that you're serving with or fixing something for. It could be the ability for you to be a manager of some sort of a retail department and having the ability to have strong customer interaction that allows people to say, I don't know how that guy holds himself together, but I want to know more. And it gives you open doors to be able to bridge those gaps, to have those real world conversations. I think in the present stage of where the world seems to be right now, that we need more real. We need more men that are willing to just be who they were meant to be and express God through the gifts and the talents that they have, to not try to go above and beyond, to not try to invent or make something up that doesn't fit their profile or their personality, but to find what they are meant and born to do and then maximize that for the kingdom. If we look at some scripture that kind of puts in this, you know, Proverbs 14:23 says, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads to poverty." And there's a lot, that's just a small little piece of Proverbs, but it very clearly points to the fact that hard work is something that we were meant to do. It is not just a suggestion that I have a quote-unquote job, I have responsibilities. Well, if you treat everything that you do as a job, that you are just doing it as a part of motion in order to earn a paycheck or to provide, it's going to find its burnout point very quickly. But when you're able to understand and realize the hard work that you're putting in and find enjoyment in the maximizing of your capabilities in whatever portion of the world or trade that is, it makes it not so much a job, it makes it an investment in your life. It makes it an investment in your community. It makes it an investment in the people that you're around. Another verse that came to mind was Colossians 3:23, and it just kind of simply encourages believers to work heartily as if working for the Lord, but not for human masters, knowing that they will receive an inheritance from the Lord. And that one kind of seals it up right there on the nose, that in everything that we do, we should be doing it as if it was the Lord that was directing it. Now, if you take that one step further and you kind of step outside of the box for a second and you realize that if I am capable of doing anything, God has already ordained that. If I am capable of doing anything, it's because God has given me the skill set to perform. So if we begin to just do some simple reasoning behind that, if I am doing something, it's because God has given me the ability to do it, set me the opportunity to do it. And when you put ability and opportunity together, that's a divine appointment. And when we think about the idea of a divine appointment, That is God's direction to us. That divine appointment is God saying, I have you exactly where I'm asking you to be right now. These are the people that I want you to expose my kingdom to. These are the people that I want you to talk to. These are the people that I want you to be an example for and around. So we really are getting that direction directly from God. And our actions should be governed in such a way that we are working just as if he was the boss that was there giving that instruction in a physical world, because he really is and he really has. And I can see the points at which I know I have placed myself in difficult work situations, or I have been placed in difficult work situations, and been able to step back from them and say, you know, God has got me exactly here for a reason. Let me examine this. But while I'm trying to figure out the reason, let me also attack this from a perspective that I am doing this with every bit of my might because God has asked me to. Now, you know, transparently, I've had some moments on the other end of that spectrum too, where I didn't want to be in the job, or I didn't want to be doing whatever it was that I was active at, and my attitude showed. Sometimes the world will get the better of you when you allow it in first. But I think when we poise ourselves around that idea of hard work and a disciplined soul, knowing that we are working for the kingdom and the Father first, and that at the end of the day, the biggest job that we have is to be fishers of men. The biggest job that we have is to build the numbers within the kingdom. It changes the way that you work. It's going to change the amount of effort and hardness that you put into the work. And it's really going to probably change the amount of discipline and priority of service that you put into each and every action. So as we kind of close this segment down, I encourage you to stop and take a minute to first assess in yourself, hey, what are the skills? What are the traits that God has given me? What place does he place me in consistently, either by location, by the skill set that he's given you, or even by the people that he's placed in your life? You know, the circles that you run in, they're not by coincidence. We can make our own circles, but none of it was a surprise to God. So as you're looking through those things, as you're examining some of the portions of your own life, think about how divine those appointments are that God has for you. Think about the opportunity, think about the ability, and how those two things are coming together and intersecting in your own life, and where those intersections are occurring consistently. And when you see those intersections, work hard. Be there in the moment. Find dedication, purpose. Structure your day, structure your life around the idea that I have intention. I woke up today for a reason. I woke up today with a purpose. I woke up today to accomplish, and then you fill in the blank. And when you're out actively pursuing and accomplishing those things, never forget the master creator, the master that we serve at all levels of skill and trade, and know that every good thing comes from God, and that he is there orientating every bit of the divine intervention and purpose that he sets before us. As we begin to close out this episode, we'll come to the Lord in prayer and just ask him for some blessing over each one of us that are listening today. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we ask for your continued hand on divine purpose, God. We ask for your continued blessing for skill sets. We ask for continued blessing for appointment and time and place, God, that you will continue to place us in exactly the right spots, God, with exactly the right words to say, the skills to have, the hands to turn the soil, whatever it may be, God. We ask that you be in the moment with us, God, and that we would see your creativity and your blessing, God, and your fingerprints and DNA in each and every one of the things that we have. God, we are so thankful for being able-bodied humans, God, that at all different levels, you continue to bless us with skills, that you bless us with places that we are interacting with other human beings, God, and that through those interactions that we're able to find the abilities to share. We're able to say, God, these are the people that are of you, and these are the people that you continue to place in my life. and we get to share those kingdom points with them. So Lord, we ask that you continue to bring those appointments to us. We ask that you continue to bring those people into our lives, God, that we're able to work with, work for, minister to, minister with, God. And just as much as we want to be around those people, God, we ask that you bring those men, those women into our lives, God, that we can be sharpened by, those people that can show us hard work and discipline, that we can learn from, that we can see some of those skill sets demonstrated in. God, we're thankful for each and every part of our lives that you touch and that you ordain, God. We pray, Lord, that through the hard work that we bring to you, God, that you would find that fertile soil in each of our lives, God, that you would continue to till it up, and that as we plant seeds around us in the world, God, that you would begin to grow each and every one of them for a huge harvest in your kingdom. And we're so thankful for each and one of these blessings, and we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, guys, we're at the end of another one of the episodes of The Ordinary Man. Appreciate you being here with me, and I hope that as you leave this episode, you find some uplifting, that you find some ability to get after the world today. Grab it by the horns. Take it on. Find that skill that you've been trying to harness. Find that hobby that you've been trying to get better at. Find that new job that you've been looking for, and whatever it may be, you find the place that God has you.